Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots in the free zones and elsewhere where there is not a hurricane. Feel blessed. Man, that Hurricane Ida is just still pummeling Louisiana and the surrounding states right now. But we're going to talk about that, and there's a lot of other things we're going to talk about on this fine Monday morning, at least it's fine in the American Redoubt. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white.
Yes, it is. And, how was your weekend?
Well, pleasant. Pleasant. Yeah. Really enjoyed the temperatures. I have to recall just, a month ago, we were roasting.
It was stifling. Yeah.
It had been stagnant air and so very hot and absolutely unbelievable as far as temperatures and the length right. of temperatures that, you know, we had those temps. And so yeah, it was just really, temperature wise, very, very nice. And, yep. that was more like approaching normalcy. You know what I mean?
Right.
We're most of the years that I can recall growing up, where you had normal weather, you know, where,
yes.
where summers were not too much over 85, you know, at the most. And
right.
you didn't sit there and roast and swelter in 100 degree plus temps, you know.
Well, yeah. And while we're going through a drought, I mean, we've had a little bit of relief with some cooler temperatures and a little bit of rain a few times, but it helps stave things off. But like Tennessee just has gotten pummeled. Now they're right in the path of this. It's going to become a tropical storm if it isn't already by this morning. But, it hit the coast as a Category 4 with 150-mile-an-hour winds, which
crazy.
Made it stronger than Katrina, yep. Hurricane Katrina,
yep.
on the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina.
Wow.
I think 17-year anniversary. So, I mean, there's extremes on both ends. This is just an extreme world that we're living in. We're just talking temperatures. We're just talking weather, right?
Right. And so we have to remember to recall geoengineering. Let's make sure that
right.
we point that out, just that, because we've got all of these global warming liars out there, and they're so quick to say, oh, it's because of climate change. It's because of
right.
global warming. That's not true.
Everything's because of climate change.
Yeah, right. I know, right?
And so my response to that is, stop changing the climate then.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's obviously manually manipulated.
Yeah. When we can see this happening across all the nations that have these geoengineering capabilities.
Right.
And I mean, all you have to do is do a little bit of research to look for the characteristics of how to spot these things that are
right.
man-made. And you know, they've been doing this since the 70s. And so now they're really getting
right.
it down and dialed in. And so just beware when you hear everybody quick to blame it on global warming or climate change.
Right.
That's contrived and manipulated. And so,
and here's the thing. This is once again, for our newer listeners who may have not heard us talk about this before, this is not conspiracy theory.
Oh no. Congress funds it.
They do. I mean,
yeah.
you go to all these .gov websites on weather modification
yeah.
and HARP. They boast of their breakthroughs that they've made and how
yeah.
wonderful it's going to be. And we're going to have perfect weather. It's going to be agriculture. And we should never be running. The more they tamper with it, the more droughts we have or the more extreme rain and floods that we have.
That's right.
And this is worldwide. In Europe, they have these systems as well.
Oh, yeah.
So yep. all of the things that they say, they brag about dumping millions of dollars into these projects because of what they can accomplish, and the opposite of is happening. Either they're really messing it up, they're bungling it, or they're using it nefariously.
Right, and as far as all of the international treaties about geoengineering go, all the nations that do own these capabilities, they all agreed not to use it against each other because it was just too
right.
dangerous of a weapon, but they can use it at will in their own nations. So Russia has it, America has it, and you know, if Russia has it, China definitely has it. Mm-hmm. And there's 15 of them. If you go online, you can see where you can see all of the 15 locations.
Right.
And so yeah, they're all kind of everywhere around the world. So if everybody can manipulate their weather, this is kind of what we end up with.
Well, yeah, because they can create moisture patterns and yep. storm systems, and they can obliterate them
right.
as well. Literally, they obliterate them. And so why can't they do that? Why don't they point it at a hurricane that's going to be billions of dollars in lives lost and
that's right.
flooding and everything else?
Mostly because they're creating them.
Right.
And, right. And that is a common thing to be able to do, is create hurricane structure weather. And so, you know, if you see these big swirls coming in off the West Coast, you know, that's a characteristic, especially if they're like half the size of the nation. That's
I've seen a lot of the documentaries exposing this with these yep. experts yeah. that are discussing, you know, meteorologists that are discussing how things happen naturally and when they're man-made and what the difference is.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's very – I haven't really followed that stuff very closely at all in my adult life. I've just been too spread out with tracking all kinds of other stuff.
Right.
But recently I've been learning more about that, and it's an eye-opener.
Well, and that was something that, like we have spoken about before, when I worked for Representative Shea, there is a huge, huge file that Olympia has on all of the laws and everything about how right. this works. And each state could actually pass their own laws prohibiting any of that from happening over their state. But right. so far, nobody has done that because, I mean, I guess they're, well, too busy doing other things. But that is a potential for not having it happen in each state. You can pass a bill that says we won't allow it to happen in our airspace over our state.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know in Texas, they. I read an article earlier this summer. Like, I should go back and try to find that, where they were seeding it with some type of metallicized dust type, you know, to enhance right. Communications and things like that. And there's a limit on how much they can do that, and they went past their limit. And some, I think it was a state senator or a rep that was trying to call them into question so they can give account for why they exceeded the amount of seeding that's like aluminum. Not aluminum foil, but aluminum
particles,
aluminized.
Particulate. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's real. It's just not conspiracy. It's just they're supposed to have limitations on it. They exceed it, and they're just not, they're misusing it.
Right.
Clearly. So that would be another topic. If that wasn't even a planned topic for us to talk about. But,
no, but considering the weather and hurricanes and the
right.
drought opposed to flooding, all the, you know, in all the, gosh, all over the place.
I know. Is there anything else that we could, how much more do we have to track people misusing or abusing stuff at the government level? My goodness.
I know it.
Okay. So before we go any further, we've gone plenty long enough talking about that. the word of the day, let's do that. Start the week off, start the day off.
That's right. Okay. So the word of the day that comes to us for Monochromatic Monday is from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 2 through 4, which read, "Shepherd the flock of God, which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away." And so that's it. But yeah, that's something to keep in mind, you know, in perilous times like these, when we can tend to focus on ourselves and mm-hmm. and maybe feel overwhelmed or get depressed or angry. That's a common one right now.
Right.
But we have to remember that we're also representatives and agents for the Lord, that we can be an example and a leader to everyone around us.
Yeah.
Everyone that is looking for that beacon of light. So if you're feeling down or depressed about things, look around you, see if there's somebody that you can help. Take the focus off yourself for a while, because there's lots and lots of people out there that can use encouragement, or
that are worse off.
Or they're worse off, or maybe they're just having a tough time, and God needs you to be His voice and hands and feet, and maybe they need some help with their place, or with the drought, or maybe you could go help them with tasks that they need to do, yard work, or you name it.
Yep.
Just look around you and see if you can help shepherd the flock a little bit.
Yeah, because we're supposed to be salt and light, and there's it's getting more stark. I mean, it's right. the line is getting very clear now in the difference. Just Breitbart News just ran an article that Harvard has chosen an atheist as its head chaplain.
Oh, what? What?
Yeah. So, seriously.
How does that even happen?
Well, it explains a lot, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly. Well, Harvard has been known for that kind of thing,
But see, this is just, these tentacles are just reaching out there. So it's more important than ever that we are salt and light, because more and more of these, what are supposed to be churches or chaplains, are becoming very dark, void of Christ areas.
Right.
And it's on us. It's on us as the believers, to drive forward, to continue to be that, salt and light in this world, and to serve.
Right. And so that's probably the fastest remedy that there is to escape your own depression, or your own, maybe you're in kind of a downtrodden, funk about everything going on around you. Change your mind instantly, change your life instantly by taking your focus off of you and looking around for others that need help and help them out.
Yep, absolutely. And this is a really positive day for me. I think that, like first of all, speaking of helping people, I'd like to talk after the break about these veterans, mostly Special Operations Forces. There's three operations going on that I know of. One's like Team America. One is the Pineapple Express, or the mission. The Pineapple Mission, and there's the Digital Dunkirk, which is going on. All of these are former, they're veterans or people on the ground at the airport, all working together using secure, grid-up comms, like Signal, the encrypted app, application, and communications there on the ground to coordinate getting these people into the airport that are otherwise going to be left behind. It's just awesome to see these guys serving, despite the fact that this regime has already stepped up to block them.
Right.
It's appalling. That's maddening. And also with the hurricane that just hit yesterday mid afternoon, our Ameren core operators have been on the air for at least the last 24 hours, standing by. But really, the help is going to be. Those calls for help are most likely going to be coming over the next couple of days. As the storm subsides, the water levels rise, people are stranded, there's flooding, they're trapped on their roof with water rising, right? And, in the times past in hurricanes, we've actually been able to help affect the rescue of people and help coordinate emergency communications. So
they're
standing by, ready to serve and ready to do that. And that's a good feeling. We can help somebody else in need. And I know that these guys in Afghanistan that are helping these interpreters and special forces, the Afghan special forces that they've worked with and trained, and getting their families out, other Americans that are being left behind, they're getting hundreds and hundreds of people out without the government's permission. If they ask the government's permission, they'd be denied. They already denied it. So that's just appalling. Well, this regime has shown its true colors once again.
That's right.
Yeah, they showed who they really are.
Well, that's over and over again. We're just going to keep telling you the truth. They are the enemy.
Yes.
They are a communist coup. It's no wonder they're not trying to assist Americans. They're not trying to do things on the behalf of America the way that we would, because they are acting according to what the Chinese government wants them
exactly.
to do.
Exactly. Everything they are doing is subverting
Yep.
American policy, American law, the American Constitution, our culture, everything. It is pure subversion handled at the top. They've got the reins. They've got control of key positions. And they're all dancing on the ends of the puppet strings of the Chinese.
That's right.
Which you've got information we could talk about after the break, right?
That's right,
yeah,
yes.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's go ahead and do that. Let's take that break. This segment is brought to you by U.S. Law Shield, providing legal defense for self-defense. If you find yourself in a situation where you are forced to defend yourself, you will need legal protection, whether it's criminal or civil, and including red flag laws. But that insurance, especially if you get the RFR, John Jacob coupon code, it's only $11 a month, and you can not afford not to have that, especially if you carry concealed. And just like we were talking about last week, you have a personal friend that found himself in a self-defense situation a few weeks ago, and he does not have U.S. Law Shield. So all that's being paid out of his pocket by the thousands.
Oh, yeah.
For the legal situation.
So that expensive.
So you've got to have that peace of mind, knowing that you can defend yourself and somebody's going to come and defend you afterward. So just click on the U.S. Law Shield banner at RadioFreeRedoubt.com, and we'll be back right after this.
Abe Lincoln here. In 1773, patriots broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing tea into Boston Harbor. On that day, Americans began drinking coffee. We celebrate that event daily here at Minutemen Coffee. All men are created equal. Coffee is not. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily. Whole bean, ground, or our patented pods. www.minutemencoffee.com.
Lying is one of their best tools for playing dirty. Dirty, mean, despicable, ruthless. Slander, blackmail, corruption of character, to stock and trade. They recognize no such things as human dignity or any rights of the individual. Class hatred and open class warfare are their specialty. If they can get a few people killed, well, so much the better. As some were killed in this communist-incited race riot. At this, they are not only dirty, but they are oh so shrewd. Give them credit. They know Americans better than most Americans know communists. They are shrewd with words. How many Americans would volunteer for the communist army? Yet, many enlisted when it was called the Abraham Lincoln Brigade and went off to fight and die with the communists in the Spanish Civil War. When, in 1943, for tactical reasons, the Communist Party eliminated the Young Communist League, it instantly became the American Youth for Democracy.
All right, welcome back to the second segment of The Morning Commute here with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two is brought to you by Prepping 2.0. It's the podcast to help take your preps to the next level. Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher over there. And the website is www.prepping2-0.com. I had to think about that first. Get my dashes and my twos. I didn't want to get them mixed up. So prepping 2.0 or 2-0.com. All right, Lady Liberty, good morning. We've got a lot of cool stuff to cover and some enlightening things to go over.
That's right. Good morning to you, and welcome back, everyone, to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of the Lord is black and white. And yeah, we've got a few interesting things to cover here, because everything that we're seeing is all because of a communist coup, an illegitimate election, and the result of election, massive election fraud, right?
Yep.
And so everything that we're seeing right now that is certainly complaint worthy, in the very least, is all because of the election. Had we had a normal legal election without fraud, we would not be looking at a border crisis. We wouldn't be looking at an Afghanistan crisis. We would not be looking at a myriad of unconstitutional things happening in this nation that should never, ever happen.
That's
here.
That's right.
And so that is the absolute core of every issue right now, is this fraudulent election. And so I've got an update on that election audit that is coming out of Arizona with that 192-page report
right.
that was done
something like that.
the election audit guy that said that on a fraud scale of 1 to 10, the Arizona audit ranks as a 12.
Yep.
And so it says here in an article by the New American, the title of this article is called "Arizona Auditors Expected to Deliver Final Report Next Month," meaning September. The Attorney General Brnovich says that Maricopa officials violated the law. State funds are going to be withheld if subpoena requests are not fulfilled.
Good.
And so they've already basically determined that the fraud is off the charts. It's on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 12. And so now we're just waiting for September to come along so that they can actually cover everything that happened in this audit. And
good.
So that right there is hopefully going to be the unraveling of all of this horrible, unconstitutional, and communist coup takeover garbage that we're seeing with this whole, CCP-backed everything right now.
Yep. And hopefully that'll be the first thread that start pulling on that thread, and we'll have indictments following that.
Right.
We're hopeful.
Yes. Yeah, because the fastest way to rectify all this stuff is to get Biden and Harris out of there. They're illegally there. This was They're only there because of fraud. And all of these election audits are going to prove that fact. And so we can actually fix this. This is fixable.
Right.
And so we need to be repeating this statement everywhere, as often as you can say it, as everywhere you can post it.
Yep.
Demand election do-over now.
Yep.
And so,
decertify the elections in these key places where these, because this is only the first one. They're going to start going like dominoes after this. Many different states are poised to do this. And the analysts that we quoted a couple times in the last couple of weeks clearly indicated that this was the fraud in the key states were such that Trump clearly won. If they will audit these and decertify these elections, then Biden is not the winner.
That's right. And we can get out from underneath this horrible, horrible, lame, illegitimate regime.
Yeah.
And so don't miss the importance of that being the way to rectify all of our biggest problems right now.
And you want to find out who's on what side? Just look at the Department of Homeland Security's recent terror alert saying that people that think that Trump won and that he could be reinstated are potential domestic homeland extremist terrorists.
Right, or anybody that even believes that there could have been fraud.
Right. Exactly.
Gee. What would you call those people? You wouldn't call those people communist coup takeover supporters, would you?
Right. Well, speaking of communist coup takeovers, we're talking about the Team America, the Operation Pineapple, which is cool because what they did was the special operators that were in these areas behind the scenes, they were sending to them an image of a pineapple on their mobile phones.
Yeah.
So when they come up and they do this secret rendezvous, to where the people inside, troops, soldiers and CIA and other people that are in the airport perimeter, they're guiding them on where the Taliban, where the gaps in this perimeter is, where they could sneak people through. And so as these Afghans come up with their families, they pull out their phone and they flash their phone with a pineapple on it.
Wow.
And that was their pass. Come on in. And they'd smuggle them in and start processing them. And so it was really cool to see that Digital Dunkirk doing, something very similar. And I don't know if it was a Punisher symbol or something like that, that they were giving they were passing on to these people as their pass. So and they were communicating with the people inside the airport, so they knew what to look for, and they were waving them in and escorting them in and kind of moving around where the Taliban weren't. And it was awesome. But listen to this. Speaking of showing their true colors, this regime, State Department, this is according to BeckerNews.com, the State Department orders a State Department order blocks private flights for Americans conducting unauthorized rescue missions to Afghan, according to this report. So the Biden regime had issued orders that will make the unauthorized rescue and extraction missions to get Americans and Afghans and allies out of the country significantly more difficult. Amid widespread reports of rescue efforts from groups like Task Force Pineapple, Task Force Dunkirk, and Team America, the U.S. State Department had issued an advisory to nations surrounding Afghanistan to deny support to aircraft conducting such operations by telling them not to allow those aircraft to land there or refuel.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Well, murderers.
Again, that shows who they are. They are our enemy.
Yeah.
If they are not supporting those kind of efforts, I mean, that means they're against us.
Right. Now watch them start hunting down and prosecuting everybody who was involved with these unauthorized operations.
Yep. I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't either. No, I wouldn't put anything past these ilk.
Right. Ugh. Well, so, you know, there was something that most of you, I'm sure, have already heard of by now, but we wanted to bring it up because it's so so admirable. There was a Marine who was relieved of his command for using a Facebook video to call for accountability from leadership after the deaths of 13 U.S. service members in the suicide bombing. And his name was Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller. He was a 17-year veteran, just 3 years from full pension. And what he did just denied all that.
He called out the chain of command. We want accountability.
Yep.
And I think it's General Flynn was saying these guys could be prosecuted and should be.
Oh yeah. And so he stepped away from a you know
17-year career.
Yeah, with full pension. And so it cost him greatly to step out and do the right thing.
Yeah.
But he stepped away from the entire military to do the right thing. And if that is, I just have to commend his courage and his, I don't know, that's a leader to me.
Yeah.
Somebody that's willing to risk everything in order to do the right thing.
The only currently serving that I know of military commander who's actually spoken up against this communist regime.
Yep.
Well, there was the one from Space Force who lost his command too.
Right.
For warning about communism in the ranks.
So we just say we commend him and very, very proud of that man.
Yep, absolutely. Proud of anybody who's willing to stand up.
Do the right thing.
To do the right thing right now in these times. Yep. These are the times to try men's souls. It's going to cost us our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor if we're going to hold on to the Republic.
That's right.
All right. You guys be safe. You have a blessed day and join us tomorrow morning right here at 7 a.m. for the morning commute.
That's right. Have a marvelous monochromatic Monday and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.